Hello and welcome to the Goddess Portal podcast. Today we're going to be talking about
embodiment, breaking through the glass ceiling of all that this is with this hilarious massive rise in the space of healing. I have been seeing that there are a lot of interesting stuff. So today I'm going to be helping you refine, guide yourself, break free from getting stuck in that healer's high, which is really just like a dopamine hit. Coming into deeper understanding about navigating your reptilian brain, your central nervous system, and then also actually what really do you have to feel to heal and how to incorporate the art of alchemy. So today, let's start with our first point here. Healer's high. What exactly is that? So the healer's high is maybe as an entrepreneur, you feel this as well, where you're like, you put all of these ridiculous things on your to-do list, like pick up the clothes off the floor, do the dishes, when it's really like you could just say clean up the kitchen, but you put all these little individual things on your list so that you can cross them off. And in crossing them off, you give yourself a dopamine high. And that's the same thing we're doing with healing. So you go into like a somatic breath work or a somatic body work session or any of these different healing modalities where we're really inviting ourselves into being allowed to feel to heal. Yeah, it can be beautifully transformational, but don't mistake it with the same energy you'd feel after getting off the dance floor with your heart open, your energy flowing, and feeling completely embodied. Yeah, it's intoxicating, it's beautiful, and for many of us who are actually seeking real transformation and healing, it's a trap because it doesn't actually teach us real ways to work with ourselves. It's just another coping mechanism because when you get triggered, you have to go back into breath work. You have to go back into somatic work, and it's just this endless loop over and over. So if you really want to break the healer's high, the key is to stop chasing the high. Start anchoring your work. Really start integrating it. Use the somatic breathwork practices to reveal a blueprint for where you have stuck energy. And then commit to yourself in the quietness of your own home to start asking real questions, to start looking inward. And to start sitting with yourself to begin to untangle the spaghetti noodles of your mind and trace down the worry, the fears, and the thoughts, and begin collecting the little parts of you that have been lost along the way and bring her all the way up to speed. The next little piece here that I really want to touch on because I feel like it's really important and it was transformational in my healing journey is, you know, we oftentimes want to just like throw out a whole concept. And where spirit really invites us into is going 50-50. So understanding your reptilian brain is really going to help you understand what you actually do need to feel to heal, to let it move through. So Dr. Gabor Mate talks a lot about shock. Shock is a big activator for our nervous system. It's one of the main points of trauma and how trauma hits our body so hard. And it often looks like a lot of code or like a virus, right? So say you're like working through your computer and all of a sudden your computer is just getting hit, attack, attack, attack. It's very similar in the mind how trauma gets implemented. And so it's in that shock that is where a lot of this code comes from. So recognizing yourself for shock is going to be really, really transformational for you. The reptilian brain often works as this grand gatekeeper. It helps us from like going out of our comfort zone. A lot of the tactic of our reptilian brain is keeping us in the familiar, safe space. But when we're calling in transformation, our reptilian brain tends to really get in the way. Because of the reptilian brain is why we can't just think ourselves better. You can't stand in the mirror long enough and tell yourself, oh my gosh, I'm so worthy, I'm so worthy. When on the inside you don't believe it and it doesn't stick because your nervous system is still feeling unsafe. Getting to know where your nervous system is feeling unsafe is going to really help you break free. Another word for the reptilian brain is the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind will continue to deny, release, push back to it because your body wants to go into the old default methods to stay safe. And it believes that it's protecting you. I want to really clarify, it's not because you're weak. It's not because you're broken. It's actually just your biology. And we are testing this right now in science. So probably the next question that you're asking is really, how do we work with this? First things first is we stop trying to force the mind to override the body. And instead, we rewire safety into the body first. That's why you can get so much more out of just being at home with yourself, laying in your bed, being quiet, not having a facilitator standing over you, to really begin to look inward and to start, like I said, just like untangling some of these things. So instead of all of this force, we lean in and we talk to this part of ourselves and we allow space for safety to begin to reintegrate. Some of the main emotions that are really big for the reptilian mind that I want you to recognize and deeply mentally note, there are three really big main emotions that are held in the subconscious reptilian mind. Here's the first one, fear. So when we think about fear, I just want to say, girl, I get it. It still comes up for me. But the difference is I recognize it. I sit with it and I honor it. And I remember that this part of my brain and all of its incredible things that it's throwing at me and everything that it's done so well in the past is just no longer serving. It's helped me in the past and it's not serving anymore. So what I do is I sit with this part of my brain and I honor it. I love it. And I just say, thank you, fear, for showing up. I see you. I honor you. Thank you for trying to keep me safe. And instead of pushing it away or forcing it back, I just let it come in. I sit with it. I get to know it. And I make it an ally. And in that, this whole big fear monster always dissipates, releases, and it goes, oh, I got your attention. And I'm like, yeah, of course, I see you. And then all my strength, clarity, sovereign mindset comes back online. And so then the next one is anger and aggression. So anger and aggression we often see in triggers. And it's about territory. It's about status. And it's really big because we feel attacked. And it's that autopilot brain coming back online and like, oh, protect. But the invitation is just to sit with it. Sit with your anger, sit with your aggression. And so if you have a partner in your life and they trigger you, it's a beautiful invitation to be like, hold on, babe, I need a moment. Let me actually sit with this, because you can actually sit with it and get to know it. And so instead of it taking over your life, the invitation is to slow down, get to know it, sit with it. So it's anger and it's aggression and it's just like, rah! So sit with it and get to know it, because this powerful force also has the capacity of moving you really clear forward, helping you cut through the bullshit and walk right into the desired life in your pristine clarity of what is wanted in your life, and really helping you step into that badass version of you. So anger and aggression, really, really sit with those. Those are powerful manifesting drivers. They're gifts. And then lastly, which is a really interesting one, is like our basic drives or basic needs. And hilariously enough, hangry is one of them. Hangry, horny, and just that raging sexual energy of like, ah, right? So what you want to do with these is, especially with hangry, is you want to sit with that part of you that wherever, whenever it got activated and it went like, ah, all that energy that went, feed me. You really want to sit with her and be like, baby girl, we are okay. We're okay to be hungry for a moment. And dialing her down is going to help the cortisol level not kick up. And cortisol is a really big factor of weight gain. So sitting with it, getting comfortable in that is really going to help you, so that when, yeah, you're hungry, you can just move into that state. And then it doesn't come out as this like bubbling out energy in your surrounding things, where when we're hangry, when we have these energies, we so often can just freaking flip the tables on our manifestations. So really honing in with them and holding them in a sacred way is going to help you get there a whole lot faster. And then I touched on it a little bit, but let's circle back to it, is that part of your brain, that horny, sexy drive part. And so many of us who find ourselves in this space where it's just like, I will climb over everything to get to what I want, it oftentimes has to do with this young 16, 17-year-old version of us, where we're exploring sexuality oftentimes alone and we don't have clarity and we're scared and we feel wild and we're kind of in that shame game of like, what can I get away with? And honoring her is really going to transform your life, and like bringing her on board, bringing her up to speed, teaching her values, teaching her spiritual and sexual hygiene, like bringing her all the way into a space where she can sit in her sexy sovereign goddess energy and be in tune with you, not losing it. And so those are some really big ones that the reptilian brain, you do have to feel to heal. And all of the other ones, you can actually let go. So if you're in breathwork practice or somatic movement of some sort, I would deeply invite you to lean into fear, lean into shock, lean into anger, lean into aggression, and then tap into your basic drives. And with that right there, you will create massive transformation in your nervous system. Otherwise, any of the other stuff, there's like even some of those like unworthiness, there's gonna be something deeper than that. So keep digging, keep going to really create transformation in your body. And then the last little piece here is really, what do we actually need to feel to heal, and the art of alchemy? Really, how much do we really have to feel to heal? Because in this belief that we just have to keep feeling it, to heal it, to feel it, to heal it over and over and over, we're not actually taking a few steps back to recognize, what is the energetic vibration I was in? What is the boundaries? What am I thinking about? Where am I valuing myself? Where am I at with my self-love? Am I actually taking care of my basic needs? To step into this experience, this activation, this trigger that then leaves me with this emotion that I feel like I need to go release through feeling to healing, where really, if we take a few steps back, we have healthy boundaries. We know who we are. We know where we're going. And we deeply love and respect ourselves. It's going to cut back on all of these triggers, these emotions, these activations. And really, all that you're left with is moving through shock, fear, rage, anger, aggression, and feeling like your basic needs aren't met. Because that is the coded blueprint of your human. And then everything else, like, why don't you get the guy that you want, or why don't you, where are you feeling left out or unworthy? And like, how can you simmer those? Because if you're looking at a soup, those are like on the top. How do you simmer down and to get to know what's actually at the bottom? Because if you can heal those deep rooted emotions, like my needs aren't getting met. Okay, well, who is saying my needs aren't getting met? What version of me is still stuck in this experience of my needs not getting met? As a divine being, source incarnated in this human experience, where do I feel like my needs aren't getting met? So you work with those parts of you. That unworthiness, that feeling of not enough, that feeling of left behind will shift actually when you get to that base emotion. So really helping you cut through the bullshit of just needing to feel to heal over and over is going to help streamline you and getting out of this experience of being stuck in the body and getting up into your source perspective. So I hope this was transformational in your day, sending you so much love and sweet rays of sunshine in your day. And I look forward to chatting with you on the other side.